From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. And that daring raid in Afghanistan over the weekend that saved one American life cost the life of another. Special Operations Forces launched their mission by helicopter from Bagram Air Base. Their target, a heavily defended Taliban compound not far from Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. That's where an American aid worker was being held hostage. We're going to hear what happened next from NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. He joins us now in the studio. And Tom, explain to us who was involved in this raid and how it unfolded.
Well, Audie, the Navy commanders who took part in the raid were from SEAL Team 6. This, of course, is the same unit that took part in the killing of Osama bin Laden, though we don't know if we're talking about the same team. Now, all indications are this is a very tough fight in a mountainous area. You had Taliban defenders with rocket-propelled grenades, heavy machine guns. In the end, at least seven Taliban were killed.
And as we mentioned, one of the Navy SEALs was also killed.
That's right. His name is Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Check. He's 28 years old from Monroeville, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh. Now, he'd been a Navy SEAL based in Virginia for a number of years. He had Iraq service, and he'd already been awarded a Bronze Star for valor in a previous combat operation. Now, one senior officer I talked with described this as a textbook operation. But these are among the most difficult operations to conduct. You've got an innocent person surrounded by enemy. It's dark. It's hard to get that person out without taking casualties yourself. And I'm told the U.S. felt it had to move quickly. They had intelligence that the life of the American hostage was in imminent danger.
And what have you learned about that man who was rescued?
His name is Dilip Joseph. He's a doctor who serves as a medical advisor to a relief group out of Colorado called Morning Star Development. He was abducted in the middle of last week while driving to visit a clinic with two Afghan staff members. They were released just 11 hours before the SEAL raid. And apparently they've been negotiating, from the time the men were kidnapped, the relief group's crisis management team, and the captors. And here's what's interesting, Audie. Those taking part in the negotiations included local elders and local leaders who visited the captives and urged the Taliban to release them.
And their negotiations failed to win the release of the American aid worker.
That's right. Something happened, and in the end, people said Dr. Joseph's in great danger. The SEALs had to move fast. Now, they were somewhat lucky. They had information on where he was being held, since those elders had visited the compound, and likely you had people monitoring Taliban phone calls, drone surveillance. All of that would have helped.
And just a short time left, Tom, but this is just the latest example of Special Operations Forces rescuing hostages in Afghanistan, right?
That's right. I was there back in June, just as British commandos rescued one of their own. And also, 2 years ago, you had Navy SEAL Team 6 members try to rescue a British aid worker. That ended badly. One of the Navy SEALs threw a grenade and accidentally killed her. And now we have this raid over the weekend. And when it all ended, you have one family who's relieved and another is in mourning.
That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.